Today is the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. The U.S. fought alongside the South in a conflict triggered by a surprise invasion by North Korea. That war ended in a stalemate in 1953. Joining us now is Samuel Wells, a Cold War fellow at the Wilson Center and author of Fearing the Worst, How Korea Transformed the Cold War. Samuel, welcome. And how would you characterize the relationship between these two countries today? Because there are still tensions.
Well, it's up and down, but it's a function largely of what the North Koreans are trying to accomplish. They are basically the initiators of most of the tension, and then they periodically choose to relieve it in order to try and gain some concessions from acting nice for a time. This is a continuation of a struggle between governments in the North and the South, each of which would like to rule over the whole peninsula.
And how did the U.S. become such a key player?
Well, it wasn't by plan. On this day, 70 years ago, when the word came in that the North Koreans had invaded, the U.S. was taken by surprise. We knew that there had been a buildup of forces, but this had happened many times. This time, it was an all-front major invasion. The Truman administration, this was a weekend, and the president was back in Independence, Missouri, taking it easy. He got summoned back to Washington, and when he got back, he was confronted with a group of very able and experienced advisors who said, we view this as a Soviet probe of both our will to protect a friendly nation and a challenge to the United Nations. And Truman said, we need to help our friends. And he ordered American aircraft to go in and try and bomb and stop, and American warships to go and provide naval gunfire support. And he hoped that would be the end of it, but it wasn't, because the North Koreans kept coming, and mm-hmm. we had to send in ground forces, and there we were. And Truman never wanted to acknowledge that it was a war. A reporter suggested that, well, maybe you should call it a police action. So he referred to it frequently as a police action. But for the troops who were there, it was a war and a serious one.
Well, and you say that it transformed the Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. How did it do that?
The reason the war precipitated at this time, Kim Il-sung had wanted to invade the South for a long time, and he couldn't do it without huge supplies and equipment from the Russians, and Stalin wouldn't approve. In January of 1950, Stalin reversed his policy and sent a cable to Kim saying, we can now talk about the opportunity that you wish to take advantage of. Now, the reason he did this is because he had made a deal with Mao Zedong that he would support the invasion, that this would expand communism in Asia, but that Kim needed to have Mao's support if the North Koreans got into trouble. So when we had a successful invasion at Incheon, the famous MacArthur amphibious landing, the Chinese intervened massively. At this point, Washington had to do a major strategic review. And in this review, they decided that the Chinese and the Russians were willing to accept a lot more risks than we had ever anticipated, and that we needed to initiate a full military expansion. That's how the Cold War, which had been essentially political, became a nuclear arms race between the superpowers in its most dominant characteristics.
So why didn't the tensions subside between the North and the South and between the North and the United States when the Cold War came to an end and the Berlin Wall came down?
Because it became clear that the North Koreans, who had wanted nuclear power and had been helped by the Soviet Union to establish nuclear power, were engaged in a covert nuclear weapons program and were making fairly significant advances. And we have never got an agreement with the North Koreans that was fully honored and lasted, although people keep trying, some more naively than others.
Mm-hmm. So I have to say that as a child of the 80s in the United States, I learned a lot more about the Vietnam War, World War I, and World War II than about the Korean War. If there was one thing that Americans should know about this war, which started 70 years ago today. What is it? What is the legacy?
What lasts out of it is a huge contrast between the two Koreas. The North is impoverished and a third-generation dictatorship. The South is a vibrant democracy with an economy that ranks 12th in the world and has huge exports in, as we well know in the United States, electronics, automobiles, and such. So the legacy is quite substantial, and the Koreans in the South are very well aware of it.
That is Samuel Wells, who is a Cold War fellow at the Wilson Center. He's the author of Fearing the Worst, How Korea Transformed the Cold War. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.